Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, and good evening. You're listening live on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications to the Pastor J. Rouse Show. And no, if you're listening in this evening, it is not Wednesday, because as we said, as pink is the new black, Thursday this week is the new Wednesday. So we're doing our show this evening because yesterday Pastor Jay could not make it because I was at a wonderful workshop, had an awesome time. Ironically enough, I got to network with some people and they are actually going to be a part of our show eventually. So it was a really, really good night. And so I just wanted to let you guys know what was taking place. I wasn't just off goofing around and having a wonderful summer day. And actually, it wasn't that wonderful because we had, like, major rainstorms and floodings in Toronto. And, you know, this is tornado season, so we have to really be prayerful. Amen. It's sort of sad because we start to realize how serious these things can be, and the weather controls so much, okay? But in the meantime, we continue to be prayed up. I know you're all tired. I didn't get to do my midweek pick-me-up, but guess what? We are good to go. I need to hear some serious gospel right now so I can get us going and we can get this thing pumping. We have a wonderful show ahead of us. We have called tonight Video and Film Night. Amen. Praise God. So you're technically going to the movies here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. But today, June 26, 2014, we're going to get through this. Amen. So join me. I'm going to play a song that we all need to hear because I just need to get tightly with the Lord. Then we're going to have some fun. This is Israel and New Breed, Alpha and Omega.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you. Again. We give you all.
Amen. I needed that. I don't know about you, but I surely needed that to get me moving today. Praise God. Let us look to the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to get things moving. I've got lots of updates for you. We've got some wonderful things taking place, and so we will do that after we look to the Lord. Won't you join me? Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you. Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for safety, Father. We thank you for rising up and the going down of the same. And Father, we thank you that your name should be praised. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now as the storms of life and the storms in our lives continue to roar, but you are our hedge of protection and our covering, Father God, and that you keep your hands upon us. And so we look to you, Father God, that you would continue to hold on to us as we hold on to you, Father, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we put all sickness and illness and despair and sorrow and grief into your hands, Father God, because you are where we need to place it, Father God, because it is way bigger than we can ever imagine, and we know there is nothing too big for our God. So, Father, we leave it in your trusty hands, Father God, trusting and believing in the mighty name of Jesus. Prayers out there now for those who are in need, who need jobs, who need food, who need shelter, who need clothing. Father God, we ask that you would go to the heart of mankind and give them a heart to give. Give them a heart to help. Give them a heart to train. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said if we taught a man to fish, he could fish for a lifetime instead of feeding him for a day. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak this into the world of those in need right now. Father God, we share love, the most wonderful gift that you have given us and you have taught us. And Father God, as we continue to share the love of Jesus, that we would live that life that you claim that we should have, so that when we see others, we cannot be something else but be you, that they will see and feel Jesus, that they would bask in the love that you have for them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you should fill our hearts right now. You said that our cup would runneth over. So Father God, we look to you right now for that abundance. And Father, so much that we cannot contain it, that we have no choice but to share it in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we leave all things in your trusty hands, knowing that you and you alone are God. So, Father, we put you in charge right now of our lives, of our destiny, of our future, and all the things that we have that are ailing to us, Father God. Even the simple things, we have cast them unto you, and you said you would take it upon you yourself. So we trust it now, Father God. Father, I ask those in the listening ears of the show that you would bless them, Father God. Bless them beyond words. Father God, let them know that you love them with unspeakable joy. Give them unspeakable joy. But Father, we look to you now, and this be your show. Take over and have your way now, in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask that you would bless our guests this evening. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we look to you right now that you would continue to lead and guide and direct her path, Father God, and allow her visions to go forth and allow her creativity to be enriching and pleasing into your sight, and everything she puts her hands to, that she and all around her would know that the Lord was within it. We lift her up now, bless her, her family, friends, and neighbors, and we ask that you bless us too, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. How many have been watching the World Cup soccer? I tell you, I stopped watching because I just couldn't watch anymore. I got so scared. My team, well, we already know my country is not in it, and I'm not happy about that. And the team I had to cheer for is from my homeland, my birthland, and they got knocked out pretty early. I was not too pleased, to tell you the truth. And now it's like we're all just picking teams, but this is an exciting World Cup because anybody could win this thing, because those who we thought would still be in or out, and those who we thought would be out are in. Tell me, the Bible says that the first would be last and the last would be first. Amen? So it's anybody's game. So it's rather exciting at this point. But, yes, we hope you're watching and getting involved and just enjoying yourself. So we're going to continue with our theme. We're going to pick out one of our themes for the World Cup. We're going to play another one throughout the show because we got to get with the World Cup. Amen? So this particular one is off of their new 2014 FIFA World Cup album. And this is the song by the Baja Men. I love these guys. And it's called Night and Day. Amen. I like that. That's so catchy. Praise God. All right. We've had to do some changes up with our show tonight because it seems just about everybody we had on the panel is tied up or got caught up and can't get to the studio. So that's okay. We're still going ahead. The show always goes on. You know, we just push through because that's how our Jesus does. Amen. Praise God. But we did get some feedback in on our right on point hot topic video. And I tell you, if you haven't seen it, you have to go to our broadcasting and communications page and our new Facebook page for Pastor J. Rouse Show. And I tell you, it's just a little shocking, but it's a really bizarre story. I'm not sure what in the world it's going to be about, because I tell you, it's supposed to have Ianla Fix My Life or something like this, but I never got to see the episode of how she dealt with this. So I'm going to follow up on this story. But in the meantime, we will deal with the story. And we have the wonderful, wonderful Brittany Nightingale coming on this evening to discuss her movie. And you should also check Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page for the link so you can see her short film, because we're going to be discussing it tonight as well. Praise God. Now, I have had, I tell you, I can't wait. It's a long weekend coming up. Well, sort of. I don't really know what you would call it. Canada has Canada Day on July 1st. And it will be, let me see if I get this correct, it will be 147 years old. And I won't tell you how I know that, but I've known this all my life. I won't tell you how. But ironically enough, it's on the 1st of July. And of course, it's a Tuesday this year, so it gets a little bizarre. You either have to take a vacation day on the Monday or some other aspect of it to make it a long weekend. But we do have a day off. How's that? And so we've got that coming up. And we have so much stuff going on in Toronto, and it's been busy. But I tell you, I'm going to be resting. I am not going anywhere this weekend. I was supposed to go and check out Durham. They have their mini Caravana, or their little Caribbean parade and festival taking place in Durham this weekend. They started last weekend, and I know on the 29th they've got the continuation taking place. But I do advise, if you're interested, to go and check it out. We were going to try and get someone to talk about it on this show, but it's been so busy. We have so much going on that we decided, well, we would just go ahead and promote it. So that's what's happening right now. Don't forget to check Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications, the page on Facebook, because all of the upcoming events, there's stuff happening for July. We've got things happening in Barbados. We've got things happening in Trinidad and Tobago. There's a couple things going on. I'm just scrolling down. There's lots of stuff going on in Toronto. There's quite a few things going on in the DMV. That's the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia region. And I believe there's some other things going on in Tennessee. I'm just scrolling down. But you all need to go and check it out and definitely see what's happening. And, yes, here we go. Durham region and Toronto GTA region on June the 29th, Durham Caribbean Festival. So you might want to check that out. If you need more information, contact us. You can always email us, and it's RouseMinistriesBroadcasting@gmail.com or PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. And, of course, we're on Twitter. Tweet, 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 just like the little bird. But there's no J. It's the Pastor Rouse Show on Twitter, okay? Now, the other thing that's coming up in July, there's so many things coming up in July. I've got to sit down, and we're going to try and interview some of these people and get them dealt with. But there's a lot of plays going on. It seems to be in the summer. Everyone's getting ready to launch a play. Oh, yes, and don't forget, in California, way out in the West Coast, California, my buddies, Laos and Harmony, you know I love those guys. They are coming to Cali. Amen. June 28th is the Fab Fair, and you've got, I'm just reading this here, Fred Hammond and Brent Jones and a whole bunch of other people, and Laos and Harmony. Amen. And then on the 29th, they've got Kirk Franklin at the House of Blues in San Diego, and a bunch of other things. But check out our page, please, 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 please. Also, if you have upcoming events and various things taking place, we definitely want you to let us know. I do have some more information that was sent in to me for something that's taking place at the Gospel Cafe. Now, I was there Sunday night. I had a blast. So we've got to do a shout-out to Jermaine Cowan and CDH. They do a digital CD release party launch. They called it a pre-show. I'm afraid. The thing was amazing. We've got tons of pictures. And we're also going to put together a small specialized segment of their dual digital album release just for them. And also you will get to connect up and hear everything. We got to give a shout-out to Cheryl Nemhard, the movie play magnet herself. She was just amazing. She hosted the show, did a bang-up job, praise God. And my goodness, Sharon Riley, I tell you, she tore the roof off that place and made it look like she was just casually singing. I tell you, she's got a voice beyond glory, amen. And that's such a joy. She's awesome. And we recorded her, so you might even get to hear some of her live vocals. Praise God. All right. We're going to keep things moving. We know there's been a lot of birthdays, and we know that obviously now, at least in this part of the I guess, North America, because I know down south, the kids, they finish school a month earlier than we do. And so I guess north of the in the U.S. and in Canada, we finish now at the end of June, like the smallest kids, because the other kids, I think they finished middle of June, and we know the college kids came out in like May or something like that. But we just want to let everybody know that school has come to an end. You need to drive safe and watch out for all our little people, because we want them to all stay safe and be well enough to go back to school and when their school year starts, be it August or September. Amen. Praise God. All right. So we've got lots of birthdays taking place, lots of graduations. I've been looking at grad pictures all over Facebook. Congratulations to all the handsome and beautiful graduates. Just amazing how these kids grow up so fast. God is good. Amen. Got to make sure you pray for your kids now and make sure you continue to keep a watch over them. Remember, someone prayed for you. It's only fair that you pray for someone else. Amen. Praise God. So now we've got graduates. We've got lots of anniversaries. We had quite a few come up. I even saw someone I know got engaged today, so congratulations, amen. That's the other thing, spring love, amen. It seems everybody starts getting all gushy and mushy in the summertime, and in the springtime, everything is blooming, praise God. But in the meantime, for all our birthday folk, we have to at least remember to celebrate with you. So this is for you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Thank you.
Amen. Happy blessed birthday. Congratulations. May God continue to bless you on all your successes and that you continue to rise above and be who God has ordained and preordained who you should be. Amen. Praise God. All right. Let us get ready. We've got some things we need to talk about before we speak to our special guest this evening. So, ironically enough, Dante was supposed to be on our panel this evening, and T&J Music Management Enterprise was supposed to also be involved, but they got tied up. So, this is Dante's song, Be the Man. Amen.
Be the man, be the man, be the man. Be the man, be the man, be the man. Be the man, be the man, be the man. Be the man, be the man, be the man.
Thought I was living right. I prayed and fast from day to night. Seemed to pull me away. My flesh was weak. I had a spiritual leak. I try to fix my problems on my own. I see the stress building broke my home. Yes, it did. Can you forgive me? Help me be strong. Help be the man you want me to be. Can you love me unconditionally? I'll be the man you want me to be, 'cause I will.
Be the man, be the man, be the man.
I will. God, I'll be what you want me to be. Yes, I will.
Be the man, be the man.
You see now. Just speaking words to be heard, but letting my heart speak to receive your words. You see, if I don't change, in sin I'll gain everlasting pain, everlasting pain. By faith I thank you in advance for giving me life, a second chance, a second chance. Can you forgive me? Help me be strong. I'll be the man you want me to be. Can you love me unconditionally? I'll be the man you want me to be. Can you hold me and mold me? I'll be the man you want me to be. Can you anoint me and appoint me? I will be, 'cause I will.
Be the man, be the man, be the man.
I will.
Be the man, be the man.
Yes, I will.
Be
what you want me to be. Yes, I will, Lord. You can count on me, yes, you can.
Be the man, be the man.
I will be the man. Yes, I will. Oh,
be the man, be the man.
Call on me, yeah.
Be the man, be the man.
I will be the man, the man, the man.
Amen. Be the man. This is what we're going to be discussing on the Right on Point Hot Topic. My, my, my. Now, I don't know if you got a chance. You need to go on over to Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page, or you need to get over to J. Rouse Show page on Facebook, and you have to check out the link, and I do. When I saw this, I said, we have to discuss this because I cannot believe this is true. So I'm going to try and explain a little bit more about what it is, okay? I'm going to try and see if I can pull up the article. It was in Huffington Post, and it was basically, everyone should know this, Ayanla Van Zandt, she does Fix My Life, and I mean, she deals with some serious drama. So here's the story. Okay, bear with me. A man tells wife he was joking when he proposed 20 years ago. My word. Okay. So here's the story. And it's kind of sad because you kind of look at both parties and you kind of know what's going on. But not the way it be. And it's sad because sometimes people will cause hurt. Husband, father, and former pastor. Did you hear me, people? Let me say that again. David is a husband, father, and former pastor. My, my, my. This is why I keep trying to tell everybody, you cannot treat your pastor like God. There's only one God. Amen. We are but servants. And if you think differently and they think differently, well, then you have it wrong and they have it extremely wrong. Okay, so David is a father, a husband, and a former pastor who was married to his high school sweetheart, Jennifer, for 20 years. Together, they had two sons and, as it would appear on the outside, an ordinary relationship. Now, we always see this. We always assume that every couple we see have the perfect relationship because we just assume, well, you know, everything's good. They seem okay. So everything must be well. Had a very ordinary looking relationship. I repeat, looking relationship. But David has been living a double life for years. My, my, my. You'd be surprised how many people do that. I can tell you, I've been through it. So you would be surprised at how many people do it and pull it off, and you just don't know what someone is up to when they leave your home. Secretly, he has been cheating, hiding a pornography addiction, and visiting online chat rooms to meet sex partners. Though she's aware of the betrayals and lies, now keep in mind it says, though she's aware. So now she seems to be aware. I don't know when she became aware. The article doesn't say, but it says, though she's aware of the betrayals and lies within her marriage, Jennifer is desperate to keep the relationship going and writes to Ayanla Van Zandt seeking her advice and counsel on how to move forward as a couple. Now, when Ayanla arrives, she learns more about the situation. David has moved out into his own apartment, but can't seem to fully let go. Still coming home for weekly dinner. Yes, that's what I said. He's moved out, living on his own in his own apartment, but he still comes home for weekly dinners. Now, what isn't said, and you know it's understood. My, my, my. Coming home for weekly dinners, then that means this brother is not cooking these dinners, so guess who's cooking the dinner? And if she's cooking dinner and he comes home and it says weekly dinner, so that means this has been going on for some time. All right. Jennifer still wears her wedding ring. And she wears his wedding ring. Yes. He doesn't wear his wedding ring. She wears both of them, which he took off 2 years ago. 2 years ago, people. 2 years ago. Both David and Jennifer had difficult childhoods, but found comfort in each other. So when David playfully asked Jennifer to marry him, I'm afraid to even finish this. You notice the words that playfully asked Jennifer to marry him, she said yes. David says that the day the two got engaged was the day his marriage ended. My word. So it was over before it even begun. Because he said it was something he never seriously wanted. Keep reading here. All right. Dennis says, Ayanla tells David that he must be honest with himself and with his wife. In the above video, or in the video that you'll find on our page, you have to see the video, people. She has the estranged couple sit down together so David can tell Jennifer the truth about the proposal that began their complicated lives together. So, Mr. David, Ayanla begins, what is it you need to communicate to Ms. Jennifer for moving forward? For a moment, David is quiet as his wife stares at him, and then he speaks. He said, I didn't want to be married, he tells Jennifer, at the time that I asked, and his voice trails off, and Ayanla prepares her, and she says, take a breath, Miss Jen. She says, take a breath. David continues, you know the manner in which I asked you to marry? Well, you're taking it seriously. I didn't mean it jokingly, but I was joking. I was lying, he says. I accepted your yes as a means of feeling normal. So Jennifer, she does not speak. David tries to convey his feelings. He says, my choice is to remain in a marriage that I knew I didn't want. It does not diminish that I care. It doesn't diminish that I love you, because I do, he says. I do want you to be my friend. My. And so we're going to leave it there. Amen. Praise God. Now, I like the quote. There's an Ayanla Van Zandt quote that's put here, and it says, the only thing that goes on in your life is what you allow to go on in your life. My. And on that note, we're going to play a song. We're going to come right back. We're going to discuss this. And we've got some input from some of our listeners in 1 minute. But this, I thought, was so appropriate. This is Sorry by Reuben Studdard.
It's like I missed a shot. It's like I dropped the ball.
Damn, I'm sorry.
It's like I'm on stage and I forgot the words.
Damn, I'm sorry.
It's like building a new house with no roof and no door.
Damn, I'm sorry.
It's like trying to propose and I ain't got the ring.
Oh, damn, I'm sorry.
But girl, I've apologized a million times before.
I've apologized a million more.
So here it comes again for all the wrong I've done.
Girl, get ready, babe.
Here's 1,000,001. Girl, this is my sorry for 2004. And I ain't gonna mess them no more this year. I'ma take this one chance and make it real clear. I'm sorry, and I'm sorry, sorry, in case I don't tell you. Tell you December, I'm sorry. It's like staying out night and way too much to drink.
Damn, I'm sorry.
It's like you change your hair and I don't say a thing.
Damn, I'm sorry.
It's like we're falling fast asleep with no kiss and before we hit.
Damn, I'm sorry.
And it's like I forgot your gift on 02-14-03.
Damn, I'm so sorry.
But girl, I've apologized a million times before.
I've apologized a million times.
So here it comes. For all the wrong I've done. Here's 1,000,001. Sorry for 2004. I ain't gonna mess up no more. Oh, this year I'ma take my time. I'ma make it clear to you. Oh, oh, oh.
That song. I read this article and there's a video for you to watch. If you check it out on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications Facebook page and also on Pastor J. Rouse Show Facebook page is the video of this couple. My, my, my. Well, I picked out the song Sorry because I always laugh because, you know, people are always apologizing because they're always messing up. I don't know if this is something somebody can just say sorry when you say, when I asked you to marry me over 20 years ago, I was only joking. Wow. Now, I don't condone violence. You know that. And you know I always tell you, you got to treat people the way the Lord would want you to. And this would really test your patience because that's 20-something years that you've wasted of your life. But, come on now, it's not just him to blame because remember we read he moved out and she's still making him dinner. He doesn't wear his wedding ring. He took it off 2 years ago, and she's wearing it along with her own. Sometimes, and this is not just a male or female situation. It happens on both sides. But sometimes we try to hold on so hard to things that we should not be holding on to. And sometimes God will cause certain things in your life to happen to make you let go when you won't. There's a West Indian saying, and it says, if you can't hear, you must feel. Amen. And I'm sorry there's no other way to describe this, but I know what he did was wrong, but now she's encouraging it because you'll notice when I read the article, it said that she was aware. So at some point, even though he was living this double life, at some point she became aware of his cheating and his lying and all the kind of things he was doing. And it would seem that she has tolerated it or accepted it because she won't let go of him. And it's so clearly obvious that he does not want to be in this marriage. So, yes, what he's doing is not very nice and it's not fair and it's kind of silly and ridiculous and he needs to grow up. He's not a man. He's a boy. Amen. You heard me say it on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. But she, too, needs to let go of what is not working. And some people don't believe in divorce. And I mean, I don't enjoy it either. But I can tell you right now, infidelity in a marriage is a biblical divorce, amen? And so nobody should really have the right to comment or say anything, because if a man does what he does, that means he has walked away or abandoned you, and therefore he has to give you your divorce papers according to the Bible. Amen. Praise God. Now, I want to give you some of the feedback and comments, so I'm going to put on another song. This is Be You by Dante. I was going to play another song, but I'm going to play it after. But we're going to play Be You by Dante, because this is who people need to be. They have to learn to start being who they are and stop playing games and living second lives. And you know what? If you are who you are, whoever falls in love with you will love you for who you are. Amen? Because when you think about it, if you're not who you are, then the person who fell in love with you doesn't even know you. And that's not a good thing, because then they're really in love with somebody else and not you. Amen? But we'll be right back so we can give you some of the commentaries that we received on the video. Praise God. Just Be You by Dante.
Be you. You just be you. God wants you to be you. Hate them, man. Take a stand and become a part of God's plan. Woman,
woman,
virtue is woman. House, make it strong, it's where you belong. Little boy,
little boy,
no time for toys, no. Follow your father's footsteps with great joy. Little girl,
little girl,
don't be a part of this world, no. Follow your mother.
Be encouraged
for you
to
Amen. Praise God. All right. So you're listening to the Pastor Jay Rouse Show live on air here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications. And we're just clicking in here, and we're going to give some commentaries to our right on point hot topic about David and Jennifer. My. And David, well, I guess he said he was only joking when he proposed marriage to his high school sweetheart, and that was over 20 years ago after a marriage of lies, infidelity, two sons, and he's moved out, and she still cooks for him on a weekly basis, as she knows what he's been up to, and it's so clear he doesn't want to be in this marriage anymore, and she won't let go, and I feel bad for her. But like I said, sometimes God will put you in situations to force you to make a decision when you won't let go. I remember posting on my Pastor Jay Rouse page some months back that we always talk about that when God closes a door, he opens another or a window or two. There was one that I posted, and it was along the lines of that when God closes a door, sometimes what's behind it, God is protecting you from. Stop banging on the door and trying to force it open, man. And Jennifer needs to stop banging on that door and let it go, turn around and see what other door God has opened for her. And the thing is, when you look at her, she's a beautiful woman. I think, wow. We as women, we have to stop being so insecure. Remember, what is for you is for you. And that's the problem. Once we can overcome that, we get confident in knowing this brother is with us, and he's truly with us, and he's really with us, and that we don't have to be so insecure. And sometimes our insecurities will scare a man away because he just don't like the drama. Amen. And you can't really blame him. If you had a man who had nothing but drama going on and he was always insecure and fussing, how would you feel about that? Now, that's another topic right there. As a woman, if you had a man who kept fussing about his hair and his nose and his bum and all these other things and didn't like everything about himself and kept going on and on and on and on and on about it, I don't think you'd be too happy. But we forget that's how we act. And that's what a man has to hear. And the thing is, women, if the man is with you, he's not worried about if your big butt is big or your butt is small. He's not worried about cellulite. He's not worried about stretch marks. He's not worried about a little scar. He's not worried about all of those things. And if he is, well, he's very shallow, and you really shouldn't be with anybody who's not going to love you for you. Amen. I'm telling you, I need to set up a woman's convention and talk about all of this stuff. Amen. Praise God. All right. So we got some input from some wonderful ladies, and I love these girls. They're over. I got to give a shout-out to my girls in England over in the UK. Praise God. That's my homeland. All right. Now we want to give a shout-out to Sabrina Hilaire, and her first comment was, wow, how can you joke about something like that and then stay in the marriage all those years? And she said, boy, some women really get treated badly, amen? And I have to agree, Sabrina, that's not a joke. You don't play games with other people's lives. And unfortunately, when a man lies and cheats or a woman lies and cheats, I got to be fair because there are women out there just like him. When you lie and cheat to somebody, you deprive them of the right to make proper decisions in their lives and in their world, amen? And it's not fair. And that's what I think hurts the most, because they can't make proper decisions for their own lives because they weren't really given the right information to work with. Then Sabrina goes on to say, so sad. And it is sad. Then another sister, shout out to you, Sister Anne-Marie Campbell over in the UK. She said, it's not funny. He should not humiliate her like that. Bet she has been a good wife. And you could tell she's been a good wife because, I mean, she still cooks for the man. So, you know, you've got to always be that good woman, and she's still trying. And I don't know if she's trying because she's trying to keep it alive or she's trying to prove she's a good woman. And if that's the other thing, when somebody cheats on you, if you know you've done all you were supposed, that's why I always say you got to take everything to the Lord, because I always say you got to be the right person in front of the Lord's eyes, because then that way when the marriage is over, if you know you've done all the right things, then you can leave without blame, amen, and leave it in God's hands. But you always do everything right. And so Sabrina comes back on and she says, it upsets me how people can be so deceiving yet turn around and say you love her. She must have been feeling some deep pain, and she probably was. I can't even imagine how that would feel, amen. That's some serious, serious pain. So, but I want to thank everybody who submitted their thoughts and opinions, and we'll still hear some more because we can still share them next week. Amen. Praise God. But we're going to get ready soon. I'm going to hook us up with another song, Situation, because this was a situation, and we got another little situation coming up, and it's engaging. That's all I can say. We're going to come right back after listening to Darren Zwack's song, Situation. And we will have filmmaker Brittany Nightingale live on air with us to discuss her short film, Engaging. We'll be right back.
Before my life begun, I'm so glad that my problem stays with you. With confidence I know your grace will pull me through. Well, you promised to always be there. I trust in you because I know.
Amen. Lord, I got a situation. He really did have a situation. Now, speaking of situation, I'm excited and very pleased and honored to introduce to some and reacquaint others, because if you watched her short film on YouTube, you want to check it out on our link, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications, or Pastor J. Rouse Show on Facebook, you will see a link to Brittany Nightingale's short film called Engaging. And engaging is exactly what it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to join me in welcoming her this evening. Amen.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Praise God. All right. So we have this movie, and you heard about our video, and relationships can be pretty complicated, and sometimes I think we complicate them more than they really need to be sometimes. Do you have any thoughts or opinions on David and Jennifer's situation? Because I truly, he's the biggest part of the problem, but I think she's allowed the problem to escalate by hanging on and just encouraging it. I don't know what you think about any of that.
Yeah, I think it was a problem from the beginning, him not really committing to her and just kind of holding it out to the end to say that it was all a joke. And, yeah, I just kind of think that she needs to let go, because it's like when you try to hold on for so long, you just get stuck. And I think that's where she is now, just trying to hold on to something. And he was just really wrong from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. And I think sometimes, too, we continue to actually, you know what, some people actually get comfortable in their pain. I don't know if that makes sense, but some of us get into a situation where we're so accustomed to it that that becomes the normal. And that's not healthy. And I think that's why Ayanla had to step in, because she's going to let her know, you're used to this kind of drama in your life, but this isn't a normal life. And so you need to learn to get through it. And some women will stay with the wrong man, or some men will stay with the wrong woman for way too long just because of fear. They're afraid to leave, or they get comfortable, and this is what they know as everyday life.
Now, some of them just don't believe that they deserve better.
Exactly, exactly. And it's not even a matter of, some of them do too, but I think they're just afraid of what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you think, okay, the one I've got is bad, but could it get better, or could I find worse? Exactly. And so you become scared, and you think, what is that saying? Stick with the evil you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not always a good thing. But speaking of couples, Brittany, congratulations. You've got a movie that you've got going, and you're playing it on YouTube. I'm assuming you're going to be entering it into a few film festivals?
Yeah, a few. Maybe not this year, because we're going to go back into post-production with it, with sound and everything like that. So maybe, hopefully, for next year.
Okay. All right. Well, it's called Engaging, and I love the play on words, caught on to it. It was engaging because it was captivating, because I kept watching to see what was going to happen. But we know it's engaging because it speaks of an engagement. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about the idea, how you came up with the concept, and a little bit more about what went into all of this.
Okay, well, I kind of got the idea from, I always wanted to write a romance drama, and it just kind of stemmed off of me wanting to put a twist in the film, and I kind of just fed off of that, along with working with my mentor, my writing mentor, Shia Shabazz. She kind of helped me mold it into what it is today, and I just kind of wanted to represent men in a way that they're not always represented, because it's more you see men, they're cheaters, liars, deceivers, and things like that. And then the movie, it's first portrayed that he was but then in the end, it's kind of the total opposite, and you kind of figure that out along with the film.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's funny because, ironically enough, I was really caught into the movie because I'm also an author, and I've written a book called If I'm Important, You Are Too, and it's an anti-bullying book. And mm-hmm. I always tell everybody it's an anti-bullying book with a twist. And I don't want to give away the twist in my book, but it's the theory of what you see may not always be what you think.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
kind of
what was going on
written.
In the film.
Exactly. And that's why I like that, because when you first see it, you think, oh, they're this cute couple, and then you see all this sneaking and hiding and phone calling and the best friend, and you're like, what's going on? Whoa, could she?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh,
yeah.
My goodness, they're going to get caught. And then you're like, she's going to catch them. And then we think, okay, she's caught them. And then
right.
when we think that she's caught them, she gets upset and she leaves, and it looks as though she goes to her mom's. She runs
yes.
away and goes to her mom's and stays at her mom's place. And then he contacts her, and I guess she finally answers, and he says, look, come on over. I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
Now, this is a part where I got a little worried, because I thought, in real life, it would take a long time before he could casually just call her up and go, come on over, I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
So,
after hearing
thinking,
a lot of reviews
know.
And things, a lot of reviews and things, yeah, I kind of get how that was a little rushed in that part.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, boy, all I kept thinking is, man, he really needs to hold on to her. She's a good woman because... She was so ready to just come and talk to him right away, and I'm thinking, are you kidding me? I was like,
yeah.
Wow, she would need to cool down a little bit, and she would be devastated, and most women don't want to discuss it right away. So I'm like, wow, she's
mm-hmm.
good. So, I mean, so now we have this wonderful thing, and you did it for positive reasons. You were saying because you just... You got tired of seeing men put into a certain mold.
Yeah. Basically, what I try to do with mostly all of my films or films that I've written is try to go against the stereotypes of African-Americans or Latinos or anything and just kind of attack them one by one and just go different against the grain and just try to put different things out there for people to see.
Right. So you're
mm-hmm.
trying to create a better image of what people see or view or their perspective on what certain groups of men?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you said a lot of your movies, so you have a few more movies out there that we don't know about. Or they're not released
any
yet.
Made yet or released. I have a lot of scripts in the works and some completed, some still being worked on. But yeah, I always try to lighten up the situation, not really stick too much to stereotypes and things like that and kind of go against stereotypes and how people are represented in media today. And that basically was stemmed from my race, cultural, and media class that I took at Columbia College where I'm studying now. So I kind of just learned a lot from there with stereotypes and studying media and things like that. So it kind of just pushed me to wanting to make a difference in that type of media.
Right. And I think that's good. Now, see, I always play the devil's advocate.
mm-hmm.
And I kind of got worried because I saw what you see may not necessarily be how it is.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got a little concerned because my understanding from it was that he went to the best friend's house to get the ring.
Yes.
And she tried on the ring, and she was just
mm-hmm.
watching. I mean, and when I saw her do that, I didn't think she was doing the, oh, I wish I was marrying him, or just, oh, I wish I was getting married, that kind of thing. That's what I took
mm-hmm.
it as. I don't know how you wanted to portray it, but this is what I saw, so maybe you can shed some light on me if I'm steering wrong. But she was looking at the ring on her own finger and thinking, wow. And all my first thought was, oh, no, I hope it doesn't get stuck. Because then that would be hard to explain. But then she gives him the ring, and then, you know, he goes off with the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the end, when all the engagement happens and everybody's happy and they're so excited for this girl, she's getting married and they truly love each other, he wasn't running around on her, he goes and he talks to the best friend, and they discuss a relationship. Now, am I taking this correctly when my thoughts were that he had given her the ring once?
Yes. A lot of backstory to the film, and it was going to be a second part to the film to help explain more, but there is a lot of backstory. There is two stories within this one story, but one of them wasn't played all the way out. That's what part two was going to be about. But they were a couple way back in the day.
Right.
And, so he proposed to her once before when they were early in college. And then they broke up, and now he was with Simone, which was the other leading lady.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of a secret between them because they didn't want her to know, and that was the underlying story of it. Some people caught it like you did, and some people were very confused about it, but it was all going to be explained in part two.
Well, and see, but this is where I got a little concerned because it's like, okay, we want this brother to look really good, and he's a great man, and he's a wonderful man.
Mm-hmm.
However, I was talking to a friend about this earlier today, and she was like, really? Oh, my word. So I was explaining it to her, and the thoughts were, he should have got another ring.
Yeah. But then there
the
wouldn't be drama.
Was, well, and there isn't drama, but when we think about it, you want to make him look really good. But at the same point, suddenly this really good man to me was looking like, huh? I don't know how good he is. And then you go, well, if he's getting the ring back from his old girlfriend, who is his fiance's best friend, and she doesn't know that they had a relationship before, isn't that a little deceiving?
Yes, in ways. It is.
And so this is where I got concerned because I thought, well, you know, he looked like the hero, and then suddenly was like, oh. Because then you start to go, well, the best friend and he are not very good people because they have a very big secret. And you can't say that you care about this girl, but you both used to be together. And we're not talking dating. That means he proposed to her before.
Yes.
Oh, my word. Okay, so we're not even just talking like, okay, you know, we just dated. It wasn't a big thing. It was back in school. It wasn't a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about it. As a woman, okay, let's put you outside of the box.
Mm-hmm.
You meet a wonderful man. We won't even put the I thought he was cheating part in there. We'll still make him look like a super duper guy from the very beginning. He's a wonderful man. And he comes and he brings you an engagement ring, and he asks you to marry him. And then later on, before you get married or after you get married, you find out that the girl that is your best friend and probably who you're going to ask to be the maid of honor at your wedding.
Yes.
Used to not only date this man and have been with this man, unbiblically, we won't go there, but he even proposed marriage to her and was going to marry her and with the same ring. How would you feel?
I wouldn't feel good about that at all. I honestly feel very betrayed, and I would no longer have a best friend or a fiance.
Yeah, and I was thinking the same thing because I'm thinking it's one thing for them to keep a secret, but that's a huge secret.
Yeah.
So this not even as if they just dated. He was going to marry her.
Mm-hmm.
And then it, and when you figure that out, because see what happens is when you're watching it, you go through and you, there's so many ups and downs in the movie. That's why it's so engaging.
Yeah,
because you go through this thing where you're thinking, oh, they're so sweet together. And then it's like, oh, no, he didn't. And then you're like, oh, my goodness. And then you start to feel bad for her. And you go, oh, no, she's going to find out. And they're just horrible people. And then you go, oh, oh, that's so wonderful. And then at the end you go, really? And then your mind goes back.
Yeah.
So now you're like at the end of the movie, but you're reliving the movie again because now you're going back because you want to change everything you said at the very beginning.
Yeah, it's very emotional, darker.
It is. It's a major roller coaster ride, but it's very well thought of. That's why I said, oh, I've got to have her on the show because I loved that it had so many different angles to it, and it's still like you said you were going to do a part two because it could still keep going. There's so many things that could happen.
Yes.
So many things are going to happen, and this is what's going to be kind of scary because you almost now you want to know what's going to happen, if anything, and you're really hoping it turns out well, but in a way you're still upset because you're still thinking that the guy and the best friend are horrible people.
Yeah.
Even though they both say they love this woman and they want her to be happy. And you could see they genuinely want her to be happy.
Yeah.
So you
kind of
have a hard
do.
Time hating them. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's a lot of character development went into it.
Yeah, because you kind of, you like them and you don't like them because then you realize, but they really want her to be happy. So they kind of have her best interest at heart. So in a way now, that takes us to a different level because then it's like, okay, is it really deceiving somebody? Or if you don't tell somebody something that's going to totally devastate them, and there's no need to devastate them because they have nothing to worry about, so do you just not tell them? How would you feel? I want to know your thoughts on this. If this happened to you...
If I was put in that position, I think I would want to know whether it's very devastating or not. But, yeah, like in the movie, they didn't tell her. In part two, I won't say.
No.
But, yeah, I would be very devastated, and I would want to know, yeah.
So now have you already made part two or it's in the works?
I'm in the works of writing part two, trying to see if we're actually going to move forward with production of it.
Okay. Well, you do know when you do that, we have to know because inquiring minds want to know. We want to know what's going to happen next. But, I mean,
definitely.
That's a question we need to put out there for our listeners because it's sort of like sometimes they say the truth, what you don't know won't hurt you.
Yeah.
And some people say they want to know the truth and they want to know everything no matter what. So, I mean, because when you think about it, they both really care about her and they really want her to be happy and they're happy for her.
Yeah.
But at the same point, is it good that she just doesn't know? And then you got to wonder, will her friend get jealous later on? And then you go, well, what was wrong with him that the friend didn't want to marry him back then?
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff to unpack.
Yeah, so see, my mind's still going with tons of questions, and it's so engaging that I'm still caught up in it. So that was really, really good. So now you're thinking that you're going to, you said, get it involved in some film festivals, but probably in the next year or so?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. Now, are you going to change a format of what you have, or you're going to just build on it, or just, like you said, to put audio?
Just mainly focus on correcting audio because the audio isn't up to standard of what film festivals would accept. So mainly just working
right.
on that. And, yeah, just trying to make it as perfect as possible so it can be received well.
Okay. You'll continue to let us know how it goes?
Yes, most definitely.
Oh, yeah, we really want to know. We like it. We like it.
Thank you so much.
So what got you involved in making films?
I've been really intrigued by filmmaking and things like that since I was little. My grandfather was big on cameras, so I just kind of grew up being around cameras a lot. Then I became big on cameras. Took some courses in high school and decided that's what I wanted to do and went on to college, and now I'm here.
Okay, very good, very good. So I guess we're going to see, you're still young enough that we're going to see so many wonderful things happening for you in the future. Anything else that we should know about that you're thinking of doing or planning to do?
Just look out for a lot of more short films to come, and after that, feature-length films and anywhere that God takes me.
Okay. Amen. Amen. All right. Any last things you want to say or you want to give a shout-out or anything?
I like to give a shout-out to everyone who had a part in the film, all of my actors, Malcolm Banks, Natasha, and Mika Cherie, Debbie Coates, and my crew. Everyone who had any part in it, shout-out to my family and my friends who are listening. And thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, no, it was an absolute pleasure. I tell you, I'm dying to know what happens next. Yeah, I think now if you don't produce the next part, I'm going to go, what? What do you mean? No, no, no. We'll have to bring her back on air and find out why she didn't do it.
Yes, yes.
But it was very good, and thank you. We want to give a shout-out to the actors in the film as well and everybody who went into the production. So now to film something of a short film, because I don't think people understand that a 20, I think it's what, 17, 18 minutes, a 20-minute film does not take 20 minutes. It takes a lot longer than that. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about what's involved in the production, even on a short film.
Well, this shoot was a 3-day shoot. We were in pre-production from November until we shot in March. And after that, in post-production, took about 4 weeks to edit. So from November of last year until May 9th of this year, the film was from beginning to end for a 17-minute film.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's pretty good because I already know just by that 3 days, that means you just kept going at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I know it could take longer than that because then you've got to get out everything. Every different scene has to be shot perfectly. So there's got to be retakes.
Yeah.
You got to set it up. You got to get lighting. You got to do everything right. And so when you say 3 days, it's like, okay, that means they worked solid for 3 days. They really went at it. They
yeah.
Didn't go, okay, let's shoot for about an hour today, and then we'll come back tomorrow. There's none of that.
No, it was all compacted into the 3 days. Yes. Okay. It was hectic and crazy,
wow.
But we got a great product out of it, and I'm very proud of it.
Yes. Very good. Very good. Well, we definitely look forward to seeing what's next, and you definitely have to keep us attached to some more of your projects. Now, is filmmaking where you draw your line, or are there some other little secrets that we don't know about the talents of Brittany?
Well, outside of filmmaking, I kind of do music videos, and in my spare time, I paint, if that's what you're asking.
Okay. Okay, and I'm sure when you say paint, you don't mean houses or walls. You're painting pictures because you're creative.
Yes.
Okay, so what kinds of stuff do you like to paint? Are we talking like still life? Do you like outside scenery? What kind of stuff do you like to paint?
I just try to keep it really simple, just like Well, the last painting that I did was an owl. The one before that, I kind of painted some film things. I had reels and director's chairs and film cameras, just like different creative things. I don't just stick to one thing. I'm just trying to have fun with it.
Okay, very good. Do you have any siblings at all?
Yeah, I have one sister and two brothers.
Mm-hmm. And they're young, old, or are they all very creative as well?
No. My oldest sister, she's the oldest one over me. She's going to school to be a doctor. My brother, who's right under me, he's going to school to be a policeman. And then I have a 2-year-old brother. So we're all kind of in different fields and things like that.
Okay, very good. Okay, you've done well. You've done well. So we want to thank you very much for joining us this evening. And I told you I'm engaged. I'm very curious, and I find it very engaging. So we need to know what's going to happen next. So you continue to keep us posted, and we wish you all the very best in your journey, and God continue to bless you and empower all you do, and let things continue to move forward. And your actors, we wish them well as well. Amen.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. We'll be right back, everybody. But in the meantime, this is I Want You by Jermaine Cowan.
Walking on the street, people pass me by without the strength to look in my eyes. Let me see what's on my mind. Everywhere I go, I feel like I don't understand why or why. Said I need a breakthrough. They can't hold me back no more. They can't hold me down no more. Cause I don't wanna live like that. Every time they see me, they don't ever have a smile on their face. Lord, I've lived this way too long. I've been childish for too long. Cause I don't deserve it, but you know how bad I want you. They can't hold me back no more. They can't hold me down no more. Cause I don't wanna live like that.
Amen. That was Jermaine Cowan and his new song, I Want You. So, as we said, we had an awesome time on the weekend, and we got to do a shout-out for Jermaine Cowan and CDH. They tore up that place. I tell you, it was awesome. And, yeah, I enjoyed it. Look forward to our pictures and our photo updates. Now, we do have stuff that we didn't get to last week that we want to make mention of. We want to do a shout-out also to SMJ Magazine, who released an article, actually, on yours truly, Pastor J. Rouse. They did an article on this show, praise God. And so if you want to check out the article and some of the other things, you want to go to Pastor J. Rouse page, or you can also check it out on Pastor J. Rouse Show Facebook page, and you will see the article and the entire magazine. But I was featured, and the show and the network, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications, featured as one of three women in radio, and that was a real honor. So we just want to thank Sister Shelley Jarrett and SMJ in their anniversary edition, and for thinking of us and acknowledging us. Amen. Praise God. And so it's always a joy and a pleasure to be noticed, especially when you're doing something wonderful for the Lord. We obviously are doing something well. And we just want to say we're almost at 17,500 listeners. So we just definitely want to give everybody out there a shout out. We need to give you guys a round of applause. Amen. You guys are so awesome. I just enjoy being with you guys every week. I get excited sharing everything I want to know. And I think that is part of the key of what we like to do with our show, because if I like it and I'm excited and I'm curious about it, then why wouldn't you be? Amen. And I'm just as normal and as basic as you are, and I've got the same curiosity you do too. So I think that's what keeps us going, because people can relate at the fact that things we want to know and things you want to know are things that we enjoy knowing also. Amen. Couple updates. As you know, along with SMJ's magazine, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications is going into its first year anniversary. And it was in the 2 year anniversary of Rouse Ministries Publishing Division. And, of course, 12 wonderful, glorious years of Rouse Ministries and myself being founding pastor of Rouse Ministries. And so we did send out a message. We normally send it out in May because that's when our official anniversary hits. But we were waiting and wanted to do it at the right time. And so the right time was at the same time the release of the magazine and the article, which I thought was appropriate. Now, we do have a couple I want you to know, and I'm so excited. I can't wait to share. There's so many things. Yesterday, I even made some connections for further future release of J. Wright Rouse, that's my author name, release of books across the Caribbean. We know that it's already in Barbados and already in Jamaica, and we are getting ready to do a release in some of the other Caribbean islands, and we're just finalizing that information with somebody. We should have that information very, very soon, and yes, it's going to be available in TFT and in the Bahamas, a couple other places. So we will definitely keep you updated. I'm just going to go right now, if you'll bear with me. What I'm going to do is put on another song, and then we'll be right back, and then we'll get to do our anniversary update for you guys. Amen. But why don't we focus on this? This is Together by Reuben Stoddard.
Give you what you never had. Girl, every day I hope to make you a part of my life. for you I'm giving up my way.
What will it take to show you I'll be by your side?
Girl, I got you, and I want to give you what you never had.
Girl, every day I hope to make you a part of my life.
Cause you love me, and I love you. Girl, your love is where it's at.
Of together, that's how we feel here at Revs Ministries, and everything we go through, that we go through with you and for you, and we're just grateful and thankful for you and glad that we can be with you. Amen. But I'm going to go ahead, and I've just posted the message that we had placed in Revs Ministries private message, and I've just made it public, so I'm going to read it very quickly for you, and it has a link directly to the main page of the article, and it says, "It is with such joy that I can share the article on myself and Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications, not only in our first year anniversary of this broadcasting network, but also for SMJ's magazine, first anniversary edition. And the honor even more felt knowing that the cover and major feature is of Tessanne Chin, winner of The Voice, but ironically, the same Tessanne Chin that I was only recently able to interview and did a feature on the Pastor J. Rouse Show in mid-May. It is also filled with overflowing joy when I was able to bring things full circle with providing as a special gift to Tessanne Chin two copies of my first novel, A Father's Love Position for Prayer, and her wonderful commentary on also knowing that all my J. Wright Rouse books were also in Jamaica in Kingston Books. She seemed so honored to receive the gifts for her and her mother." And then we posted the link directly to the article, a copy of Women in Radio article. Again, the other full circle was not only to have we already begun our Pastor J. Rouse sermons and messages on the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications Network that debuted the entire week of Holy Week, when I preach live on air every day, commencing from Palm Sunday right through to the glorious getting up morning on Easter Sunday. And the second session of the preaching series took place on Sunday for Father's Day, and yes, appropriately entitled after the first novel, A Father's Love Position for Prayer. The link below in the article also provide you for the Father's Day message as well if you want to hear it. Now, here we go. Thank you again to everyone for your continued support and encouragement and in the ministry's 12th anniversary, the publishing division's second year, and now the broadcasting division well into its first year anniversary. We are so excited about the latest expansions to the Rouse Ministries evangelistic and outreach programs. Now, here's the update. Maybe I should do a drum roll. One, continued Pastor J. Rouse sermons and messages. Two, the launching of the live on-air Pastor J. Rouse Life Application Bible Study. Three, well, looks like we did three twice. The launching of the expansion to the publishing divisions, Caribbean Connection, and the distribution of books continuing in the Caribbean as already in Barbados and Jamaica. And this should have said four. Don't ask me why it says three again because I can't count. The introduction and publishing of our Caribbean children's book series called Little Dominique, as she goes through various adventures in the Caribbean and travels abroad, full of fun, excitement, and life lessons as part of the Daniel and the Lion's Den children's book series under Rouse Ministries Publishing. The Adventures of Little Dominique will be the first book released in the series, and her cousin, Princess Malia, and friend, Just Jamal, will also be releasing stories with the Caribbean Children's Book Series. You, your continued prayers are truly appreciated and very much needed. We will continue to keep you updated as we move forward for God's glory. God bless you and keep you, Pastor J. Rouse. Amen. And that being said, we have also launched through Rouse Ministries a ministerial prayer alliance for all the ministers out there. If you need to pray, if you want to pray for other ministers, if you are a minister and in need of prayer, then get in touch with us, or you want to check out the Facebook group called Ministerial Prayer Alliance. We have a group, not just the ministers in the group, but we have a particular group that has been designated and appointed, amen, to pray for the front line, the ministers, praise God. And this is very serious. And I know that if there's a reason prayer is needed for the front line, then the battle is brewing, amen, praise God. Let's play one more song, and then we will get ready to sign off. I want to hear another World Cup song, so we will go with FIFA and We Are One by Pitbull and J-Lo.
Put your flag up in the sky.
Stop.
Amen. All right, so you want to check out our pages in the next couple days because we're going to update you again from the Jermaine Cowan and CDH dual digital album release party. We have lots of pictures we're going to be uploading. We're going to put together a small audio show so you can also hear some of the things that took place. My favorite was a dancing little boy. He was the cutest little thing. I never did get his name. I have to check him with Cheryl because I believe he's her nephew or somebody like that, or a cousin. He is just so tiny, and he was a bopping and a dancing for the minute he got there. And what got me was he was so much in rhythm that I couldn't believe how well this little boy, I mean, he's a little baby. He's not even a little boy. He's a little baby. Bless his heart. And I've got pictures of him, so you're just going to love it. And we want to give a shout-out to everybody there, the people at Gospel Cafe. We want to give you a shout-out for always being so good to us. But more importantly, we got to give a shout-out because we love you, but Jesus loves you more. Amen. And I tell you, I love you guys a lot. So if he loves you more, then it's got to be an awful lot of love. Amen. Praise God. Join us next Wednesday. We're back on our regular schedule. And we're excited because we've got Canada Day and we've got 4th of July coming up for America. And we've got a person who's going to be sharing some music, some thoughts, some talk, and some background, an amazing guest next week. And she was purposely picked because she belongs to both Canada and America, I swear to God. So you'll just have to call and check in and find out why she is both, okay? Amen. God bless you. God keep you. God be with you until we meet again. And in the meantime, I think this is so appropriate to leave you with the Soweto Gospel Choir song, I Bid You Good Night, and I Really Truly Do. God bless you.
Good night. I remember I well. Good night. Forever.